What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check, or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit SincerelyAngieM.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. Hey, happy January, happy 2021, happy New Year, everybody. So I already know that there was an episode for the New Year, but it's been a couple of weeks since the last episode. So I just wanted to say hey and check in and see how everybody's doing. How's it going? How's life treating you? That was time for you to respond. Anywho, I'm so happy that all is well. And if it's not well, I pray that things turn around for you expeditiously. I'm your host, Angie, and you're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning back in. And if this is your very first time listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. So today's episode, as you saw by the title, is Dear Past. As per usual, this episode may be all over the place because the past is a very, 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 very vast topic. It is so many different directions you can go in. There's so many different avenues to it. And I'm going to talk about the most popular two. And that is basically a personal level when it comes to being talking about the past. And when it comes to relationships, why am I talking about the past? So you all know I have to get that feeling. Like, it has to be a lot of things that happen at one time for me to be like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be talking about. So I wrote down Dear Past months ago. It was sometime last year, and I'm finally getting around to it because a lot of things have been popping up. I've been seeing memes, I've been seeing movies that talk about that, and I've been having a long standing or a running conversation with this one person about the past, and it is just never ending. So I say, you know what, let me talk about the past. So let me show you, or at least let me tell you, the last meme that I saw that made me say, okay, I'm going to have to talk about the past because obviously this is a thing. So let's see. It was a meme that was posted by Fuck Your Quote. It's P-H-U-C-K-Y-O quote. And that's on Instagram. It says, I can forgive your past, but it's your pattern I can't look past. So that was a meme that I saw on Sunday. And I was like, okay, so I guess I'm supposed to be talking about the past. All right. I don't know how this has to do with anything, but I just watched a movie last night on Netflix. It's called My Octopus Teacher. I know it's a very weird, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I watched it last night and I feel the need to share it. Hopefully it ties into everything that I want to talk about, but here we go. So this movie on Netflix was suggested by someone I saw on Instagram. I follow this lady on Instagram and she posted it. And she said, I usually don't like spoilers. Like, I don't like to see anything. Like, I don't like to read captions. I don't like to read I don't like to see trailers. I like to get my own perception of a movie or something like that. So My Octopus Teacher is on Netflix. So her name is Dee Brown the Poet on Instagram. And she said, if you're on a quest to be in a loving romantic relationship, I suggest you watch My Octopus Teacher on Netflix. It's one of the most beautiful displays of love and trust that I have ever seen. So I saw that part of her caption. I said, okay, well, let me check it out. The picture of the movie that she posted is a literal octopus underwater. So I'm like, now how in the world could this be about love? And, you know, I didn't know. So me being who I am, I'm curious. So I go and watch it. And this movie is beautiful. There are absolutely no words to describe this documentary or this movie. It's literally no words to describe it. There was an intense moment for me where I was tensing up because I didn't know what was going to happen. And I had to release, you know, I had to realize, I'm like, Angela, release your shoulders and just relax and just watch it. And it was just so passionate. It showed dedication. It showed persistence. It showed trust. It showed love. It showed barriers being broken between human and an underwater animal. And I mean, it was just literally a beautiful movie. And in the past, I guess that's how I'm gonna tie this in. In the past, it has not been known for underwater animals and humans to interact with one another. But when you watch this movie, the past, you can kind of nip that in the bud because that's not necessarily the case. As far as an octopus, now you know animals and animals such as dogs or cats and women and men, they get along really well. But for the most part, an underwater creature and a human being, that ought to tell you that this was something powerful. So I suggest that you all go and check that out. It's not sponsored, of course. But if you would like to see something that is heartwarming and just mind-blowing and just watch it and then come back and tell me what you think about it. So on to the past. We're talking about the past. All right. So from a personal aspect of talking about past, y'all know that I've talked about on plenty episodes of how my past has been and how I have let it motivate me, and not as a crutch or anything like that, but more so as fuel to be motivation to be totally different from what I have known. The main thing I want to say is that your past is supposed to make you who you are, but it's not supposed to be in a bad way. It's not supposed to be, oh, I can't do this because in the past this has happened, or I can't do this because in the past I used to be like this, or I was raised like that, so that's how it has to be. No, the past should teach you a lesson. It should teach you, I can do this because in my past I was never able to. So now, you know, it should be a stepping stool, not like a block that's holding you back. A lot of people would tell you to leave the past in the past, and I do believe that's true, 1,000%. You can't change anything that has happened in the past. You can't. So you have to move forward, and you have to apply what you can from what you were taught in your past, or what you had to endure in your past, and you allow that to make you who you are, but it should never be used as a crutch. I just can't see it being beneficial to you in your future. Now, there are some things that have happened to us in our past, like past traumas, that we subconsciously do a certain thing. Like, you don't realize it, but because of what happened in your past, this is why you're guarded, or this is why you can't love properly. But if you know that something has happened in your past that's causing you some type of hiccup in your future or in your life currently, that's when you take those tools and you reverse it. You do a 360 or a 180, and you say, because this happened, I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to allow that to stop me from doing something else. I know that that is, you know, a stretch. I know that it seems to be all over the place, but if you understand your past, you can have a better future. So you first have to acknowledge what has happened in your past that has caused you to be the way that you are. In my Dear Childhood episode, I talked about the quiz that I took and how a lot of the things that happened in my past made sense. And so now, as an adult, as a grown person, as a human being who is self-aware and well aware of what has happened in her past, you or me, I take that and I now become a bigger and a better person because of those things. I don't hide behind them, or I don't make excuses for what has happened in my past, because I cannot change those things. I was watching this girl on YouTube, and she went to see I don't want to call it a spiritual advisor, but she went to see this guy, and he hypnotizes you to allow you to go into your past and just see some things. And it's called a past life regression. So what happens is he hypnotizes you, and then you go to your past lives, and you get to see who you were. So this girl who I was watching, she was able to say that she had 37 different past lives that she's lived in. And her now son was her dad. Wait, her dad was her son. And her now son was her brother or something like that in a past life. And her sister has been a part of her past life so many times. So like, let's say she had 37 past lives, but her sister was a part of her past life 28 times, and she was a different person each time, but she was always a part of her life. And so in this past life regression, they tell you that you don't see actual faces per se. It's a spirit or a soul that you feel. And she kind of likened it to watching the movie Soul. She said you don't necessarily see the person and you don't know their face, but you feel their energy. You feel their soul. So if you were in the presence of your mom, you would know that that's your mom because you know how she is. You know her soul. You know her heart. If you had a partner, a girlfriend or a boyfriend in another life, you would know them by their soul because you know that person. And I thought that that was pretty interesting. I don't know that I would ever do the hypnosis or to be hypnotized. I don't know that I would ever do that, but I thought that that was very interesting that somebody could hypnotize you enough to bring you into a past life and that you can see these things and feel these things. Like, she could tell what she was wearing, she can tell what her skin color was, her eye color. Like, the guy say, hey, hold up a mirror to yourself while she's hypnotized. He say, hold up a mirror and tell me what color your eyes are, and are you a white person, are you black in this life, and hey, I'm gonna snap my finger, you go to another life, and who are you in this life? And I thought that that was really interesting. And I do believe that your past does make you who you are. I do believe that when you dig into your past, you find out some things about why you are the way you are in this life. I'm not talking about the past life regression. I'm talking about when you sit down and you say, I wonder why I do this. And then when you think back to it and you realize that something happened that caused you to be that way, you can actually benefit from that. And I thought that that was really interesting with the whole past life regression, because some things made sense to her, why she's afraid of this, or why she no longer does this, or why she never felt comfortable with this. And out of her past life, I want to say she was male 16 of the 37 times or something. And I know the numbers are a little bit off, but it was really, really interesting to see. Just Google or YouTube past life regression and something should pop up. But I thought that that was really interesting that there's a way for you to go into your past to find some things that'll help you make sense. Now, let's not forget about seeing a therapist, because that is also something that can help you. Also, pray for discernment, pray for vision, pray for just some openness to be able to receive who you are, and it can help you get some clarity on why you do some of the things you do. Now, just to fast forward just a little bit, just to kind of get off of that, like I said, this is a very, very, very broad topic. I could talk about so many things. And I do know that I am going to have to revisit this topic, because I think that it is best for me to talk about this with someone else. The only thing about that, I had so many people that I wanted to reach out to and say, hey, can you tell me your thoughts on this and send me an audio recording so I can get some different perspectives? But I wanted to hurry up and record this while I had the time, because you all know that in March I am taking a break because that's my birthday month and I'm going to celebrate the month of March. So I wanted to get this in and some more topics before I take my break, and I just didn't really want to be waiting on anyone to send me the audio, and then I didn't want to rush people to send me the audio. So that's kind of why I did not have anybody on this episode. But again, I'm going to revisit this topic really soon, and hopefully I can have somebody else or multiple people on here so we can actually talk about the past, because the next part that I'm about to get into is relationship past. Like, when you get into a relationship, do you divulge everything to your partner that you are with? Well, let's just say I usually call myself an open book, and I did this twice where I told them the different people that I dealt with and how many people I went there with. And let's just say I don't think men can handle it. I'm just being honest. Some females probably can't handle it, but I think for the most part, men don't believe that a woman that they're with is supposed to be with anybody before them, and they really can't handle it. And I think that it is frustrating, to say the least, because something that may have happened in your past that you told them about continuously comes up in a relationship that can put a dent in a relationship. And it just makes you feel like, you know, if you don't like the way or who I was prior to meeting me, then you should probably go ahead and exit stage left. Again, I'm getting ahead of myself, but let's get into it though. I think that someone or anyone, if you are interested in someone's past, you have to have a certain level of confidence. I don't think that you can be an insecure person and ask somebody about their past, because if you can't handle it, then you just set yourself up for failure, because it's going to be bad for you. Me personally, when I meet people, and you know how you go through that whole get to know me stage, well, they'll go telling me about their exes and stuff, and I just listen. But as far as me asking, I'm not concerned with your ex, because who you were when you were with her is not who you're going to be with me, because I'm totally different. I'm not her. I'm someone else. I'm a whole new human being. And the way that I interact with you is not the same way that she interacted with you. So it's, you can't compare the two. And you also cannot compare when you were a teenager to when you're 30 something years old. It just, it doesn't go. You're not the same person. And if you are the same person from when you were 15 years old, then there's a problem. There's no progression. There's no growth. And something's wrong with that picture. Also in the relationship, and speaking of the past, how do you feel about being open about what has happened in your past? Do you, some people may feel like, hey, if you don't want to talk about your past, you have something to hide. And then when you do say what has happened in your past, though it may not be bad, just the fact that you're willing to talk about it, it shows that you have a level of confidence in what you have done in your past that you're not afraid of and you don't regret. That's me. I have no regrets in life. I am living this life to the best of my ability, and I'm not going to live this life with regrets. So if I'm telling you something about that happened in my past, I'm okay with telling you this. I'm not saying it so that you can use it against me, or you can use it as a bat so that you can throw it back in my face. Like, no, that's not what I'm telling you this. I'm telling you because initially when you're having that genuine conversation with someone about your past, like, hey, what about this? And have you ever done this? You're telling them so they can get to know what type of person you are. You're not telling them so they can throw it back in your face. But some people who don't have that confidence level, they have a level of insecurity. Like, who are you to date somebody else before knowing me? That's a problem. You know, that's really not something that you should be asking people if you know that you can't handle it. And I know that everybody has a different level of likability with somebody. So I can meet person A and tell them some things and they're like, okay, cool. But then person B, we click and this person falls in love easily or fast with me. And so now if I tell them something about my past, they're like, I can't even picture you being with somebody else. And I don't want to hear that. And I don't like it. Not everybody really wants to know about your past. If I'm with you today, I'm not concerned about something that happened 40 years ago. Now, there are some things that I would need to know. I need to know if you're a pedophile. I need to know if you're a serial killer. I need to know if you're a rapist. I need to know if you have some sort of deadly disease or a cancerous something in your body that is going to take you away from me sooner than I would love to. I would love for us to have a lifetime together. But if you're sick and you don't reveal that to me, I think that you've taken away my choice and my right to see if I'm okay with handling this particular thing. I know I'm going off topic. What I'm saying is there are certain things that are necessary to be told in a relationship or within a relationship. And then there are some things that is it really that important? Do you need to know how many sexual partners I had? And if so, what is that number going to do for you? If I tell you it was only 2, what happens? If I tell you it was 10, what happens? Like, what is going to be the deciding factor? Now, do you feel that same way if that person asked you in return how many sexual partners you have had? If you say 45 and they've only had 2 or 3, then what are you going to do for that person? Why is that even important? Why is that going to alter what is going on within this particular relationship? So you know how they say when you date somebody and then as soon as you put them on social media, everybody say, oh, I used to talk to him or I used to talk to her or I did this. What does that have to do with this person right now and who he or she is today? We have to stop letting the past be this dictator that says, okay, you can't. We are not defined by our past. Our past is a part of us, but it does not define us. We have to get out of that mindset. Like seriously, you've seen the memes before when they say my past is my past. I don't live there anymore. Why are you still living in the past? You're taking away what you could be doing right now in the present and in the future to talk about something that has happened or that has occurred in the past of somebody who you probably weren't with at that time. Or if you all were together, it's either you're going to forgive them, you're going to forget about it, or you're going to move forward. It's up to you. You can't have it both ways, though. You can't have it where I want to live in the present, I want to talk about the past, I want to dwell on the past, I want to make love to the past. Like, you have to, and I know that this sounds really personal, but I am speaking from a personal perspective when speaking of the past. I'm speaking of when you yourself as a human being are in a relationship with someone else, another human being, as opposed to what, Angela? Like, but when you are in a relationship with someone, you have to decide, hey, do I want this person or am I going to be affected by what they have done in their past? Again, like if you were a prostitute, let me know that. So that gives me the choice to say, hey, you know, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to be a part of someone with a past like yours. Or if you were a drug addict or you battled alcoholism, like give me that choice up front to say, hey, this is what I want to deal with and this is what I don't want to deal with. But if you were just a woman who had multiple relationships or you were a man who had multiple relationships, is that something that is going to affect this? If it's not, then why does anything else within those multiple relationships matter? I just feel like people put too much stock in who you used to be and not enough stock in who you are at this moment. People should be given second chances. People should be allowed to live their life the way that they have lived it. And especially if they cannot go back in time and change anything, why are they being faulted for a decision they made when they were younger? Again, I'm only speaking personally because there's no one else here to give me some feedback or to give their perspective on the past, but these are just my thoughts as it relates to the past. Now, I know that I mentioned if a man or a woman was in and out several relationships, that's who they were in their past. They could be different today because they're not in the past anymore. They're in their current state. But let me just touch on habits because the past involves having habits, right? So if you are a person who, when you get on a job, no matter where you are, at my old job, we did this. Okay, but what does that have to do with this job? You're working for a new company. You're working at a new location with a new set or a new group of people. So you saying what we did at my last job and this is how I've always done it, that does not apply here. Because again, you're at a new location, a new group of people, you're under a new set of rules, you're under a new company. What you did before does not work here. Now, if it's constructive criticism, like, hey, this was effective when we did this, that's fine. But to say, oh, well, I've always done this on my jobs, that's just how I am, that's not okay. Leave that part of you, that past, in the past and become a new person. You have to shed skin. You know how the slithering serpent, the snake, how it sheds its skin? You as a human being, you have to shed your skin. You have to grow. I spoke earlier, you cannot be the same person at 30 that you were at 15. Something has to change. You can't keep using your past as an excuse for the reason why you are the way you are today. You cannot say, well, I've always been this and on all my jobs, this is what I've done. And I don't know why I'm talking in that voice, but you can't be that person. You have to evolve. You have to be a new person. You have to change. Same thing with relationships. You can't say, well, I've always been this in a relationship. I've always been ahead and this is who I'm going to be. You can't say, oh, I've always been a provider in my relationships and nobody else is going to provide but me. No, everybody has a voice within a relationship. So you have to be open, if you're going to be in one, to being a new person and trying a new thing. Because again, this is a new relationship. You've never been with me or whoever the person is before. So you have to operate according to who the person you are. You have to operate within that person. You know how they say, and this is probably a bad example, which if you've listened for a while, you know all of my examples are bad. But one cologne or perfume can smell one way on somebody, but you put it on another person and it smells totally different because your body chemistry and the oils and the scent that you exude from your own body mixed with that perfume or cologne is going to smell totally different. That's the same thing with a relationship. Person A and person B are going to mesh a certain way. Person B and person F are going to mesh a certain way. They're not going to mesh the same way that A and B mesh, because A is A, B is B, and F is F. I hope that makes sense to you, but you got to hear my heart. You have to be willing to be a new person and do a new thing. But yes, you have to be willing to shed that skin and take a new situation for what it is. You cannot allow the past to dictate how you operate in the future if it's in a non-productive way. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about when you're using the past as a motivator. I am not talking about that. I am talking about the bad habits. I am talking about if you were a cheater in your past relationships, in this relationship, be better. Do better. Be a better person. Don't go under that umbrella of I've always been a cheater. This is just who I am. No, it's not. You are bigger and you are better than your past, and operate accordingly. All right. So I think that's it. But let me go over my notes really quickly before I shut this thing down and make sure that I said everything I wanted to say. This is a one-time recording. I'm not going back over it. I'm not going to try and do it in order, because the past is so broad. The topic is so big, and it's so much that you can talk about. It encompasses so much. There's no way that I can stay on topic, that I can hit every point I want to make without running into another topic. I have to get better at organizing my bullet points, because maybe there is a way, I just haven't found it. Maybe because my brain doesn't work that way. So yeah, let me make sure I hit everything. So yeah, I think that's it. The one final thing I want to leave with is, I know I've said it in this episode, but leave the past in the past. It has no place in the future if it's not going to be a stepping stone or a stepping stool. If it's not going to be that, leave the past in the past. And I think that's just the best words of advice that I can give. There is no way that somebody's past should still be haunting them or hanging over their head 30, 40 years later. I'm not ever saying forget. I'm not saying that you have to forget past transgressions or past mistakes. You don't have to forget that, but you also don't have to hang it over somebody's head or believe that they'll never change. Like I said, people deserve second chances. I know that it's hard, because if you put into perspective, if you say, okay, this guy was a serial killer for the last 30 years, and I'm supposed to believe that he's not going to kill anyone, that he's been redeemed. I know that that is hard to believe. I know that it's hard to even grasp in your mind that that's possible. I know that it's hard. If they've been a serial killer for 30 years and they've killed 99 people, I'm not telling you to just be like, oh no, he's not going to do it. I'm not going to be number 100. What I'm saying is, if that person has been a serial killer, you should not bring it up every day. Well, you used to kill people. You killed 99 people. Am I going to be the 100th? How can you expect somebody to ever grow if you're constantly throwing something that happened in their past in their face? Again, I'm not telling you to ignore it. I'm not telling you to forget about it. I'm just saying, how can someone grow if people only define them by their past? I hope that all of this made sense. Again, I'm not re-recording it because time is precious, and I'm kind of short on time, you guys. I have some things that are coming up, and you know, I don't know when I can record the next episode. It's looking like these episodes are going to be 2 weeks apart. I hope that is not the case. I don't want it to be the case. I really want to come on here weekly, and I know I just kind of ended the topic. But here, this is what you get when you listen to Sincerely Angie. It's all over the place, but understand my heart. Yeah, it kind of looks like it's every 2 weeks. I pray that it's not. I want to come on here more frequently. But March, you know, March is slowly approaching. And there's a shift that's happening. So there's going to be some inconsistencies. I'm just being honest with myself and with you all. But I am going to try my hardest to be here, if not every week, every 2 weeks. You will get an episode, except for March. I just want you to keep that in your mind, March is my month and I'm going to be enjoying my best life. And I have at least maybe two that I want to do before. No, about four that I want to do before March gets here. So, yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Like and subscribe, or subscribe and rate if you can, wherever you listen to this podcast. And if you follow me on social media, or if you don't follow me, go follow me so we can have this conversation on the past. And what are your thoughts? If you agree with anything I said or not. So yeah, talk to you guys later. Bye.